I asked my favorite bodywork practitioner, Licia Skye, about her practice with traumatized individuals. Here are some of what she told me. I never begin a bodywork session without establishing a personal connection. I'm not taking a history. I'm not finding out how traumatized a person is or what happened to them. I check in where they are in their body right now. I ask them if there is anything they want me to pay attention to. All the while, I'm assessing their posture, whether they look me in the eye, how tense or relaxed they seem. Are they connecting with me or not? The first decision I make is if they will feel safer face up or face down. If I don't know them, I usually start face up. I'm very careful about draping, very careful to let them feel safe with whatever clothing they want to leave on. These are important boundaries to set up right at the beginning. Then, with my first touch, I make firm, safe contact. Nothing forced or sharp. Nothing too fast. The touch is slow, easy for the client to follow, gently rhythmic. It can be as strong as a handshake. The first place I might touch is their hand and forearm, because that's the safest place to touch anybody, the place where they can touch you back. You have to meet their point of resistance, the place that has the most tension, and meet it with an equal amount of energy. That releases the frozen tension. You can't hesitate. Hesitation communicates a lack of trust in yourself. Slow movement, careful attuning to the client, is different from hesitation. You have to meet them with tremendous confidence and empathy. Let the pressure of your touch meet the tension they are holding in their bodies. What does bodywork do for people? Licia's reply, just like you can thirst for water, you can thirst for touch. It is a comfort to be met confidently, deeply, firmly, gently, responsively. Mindful touch and movement grounds people and allows them to discover tensions that they may have held for so long that they are no longer even aware of them. When you are touched, you wake up to the part of your body that is being touched. The body is physically restricted when emotions are bound up inside. People's shoulders tighten, their facial muscles tense. They spend enormous energy on holding back their tears or any sound or movement that might betray their inner state. When the physical tension is released, the feelings can be released. Movement helps breathing to become deeper, and as the tensions are released, expressive sounds can be discharged. The body becomes freer, breathing freer, being in flow. Touch makes it possible to live in a body that can move in response to being moved. People who are terrified need to get a sense of where their bodies are in space and of their boundaries. Firm and reassuring touch lets them know where those boundaries are, what's outside them, where their bodies end. They discover that they don't constantly have to wonder who and where they are. They discover that their body is solid and that they don't have to be constantly on guard. Touch lets them know that they are safe.